Well, I got owned by Winamp once again. I think I've discovered what the bug is. Apparently, I cannot use the NQ feature from Winamp directly. So, I apologize for that. This is going to unfortunately cause the Shoutcast to be split up into two separate MP3s, but I'll just upload them separately. The first map will be on its own MP3, and looks like they are getting ready anyway. So I don't feel too bad about cutting off. Anyway, guys, sorry about once again. Looks like my computer just getting all kinds of ownage. If I have a chance, maybe I'll reboot seconds. After this. But the serve match has started at any rate. Over on Storm, once again, map is Damnation. They've got Team Mixed. And over on Inferno, we've got New Zealand. New Zealand took the first map. Boss 8-0. Waiting to see if we'll get the next one seconds. In favor. Maybe more of Team Mixed. Checking out some of the players. If you want, I'm going to see 10 seconds right now. Team Mixed Captain apparently unavailable for the time being. So 4 seconds now until we get underway. Ping's already giving all that info out. So watching some of the players. Going to check out and see how the first heavy offense run. Looks like Valor joining the game. Not sure. And anyway, New Zealand checking out their players. Scramble for the ingots on Damnation. The Ho already going out. Seeing 1, 2, 3. Looks like 3 initial Ho. Going to make the first assault run for Team New Zealand. Watching to see what we got on any counter Ho coming over from Team Mix. Only seeing a couple guys stream out of the base, at least Ho-wise. So most of the Ho looks like now coming over from New Zealand. Going to check out the first Ho wave as it crests in the middle midfield ridgeline. There we go, seeing some Ho now from Team Mixed, also doing some spamming. Mortars are flying towards the front entrance ways. There we go, hang on, let me crank up those in-game sounds for you. That looks like extra pretty good anyway. So inside the first base, 1, 2, 3 New Zealand players all gangbanging the lone Team Mixed HD. They got 3 players now downing those gens. And the gens now going offline, mortars popping up and exploding everywhere. The New Zealand heavy offense now scrambling out to take out the rest of the inventory stations. HD for Team Mix still alive, but having his hands full with those 3 Ho in there. Grab already, Larno makes a pickup. Larno gets nailed by McBite's disc, possibly in midair there. He gets slammed down, 2 discs come in and knock him in the face. Flag goes down. Anyway, back now over. We're checking out Team Mixed base. It is currently offline, power down, and out of shape. Potato Fighter for Team Mixed, though, makes it back to front grab. Looks like he got a little elf possibly coming off the flag stand, but he has got a lot of speed still and a lot of health. He comes down across the midfield hill line, up over to his team side. Discs now trying to knock him off, but it's not going to be enough. Potato Fighter here building up the energy to jet to his flag stand. Potato Fighter into the air, coming down to the flag stand, hits it, and will cap. Already, we've got Team Mixed going up 1-0 over New Zealand. Little Miss Turbo makes an immediate follow-up grab, takes a disc on the flag stand, now getting elfed and now being chased by a horde of naked players inside Team Mixed base, though. Not seeing any heavy offense players from Team New Zealand, but the gens are all offline. Base currently for Team Mixed is owned. Gonna go over here to see if I can find how the New Zealand base is doing. New Zealand's base, in contrast, looks to be pretty good. They've got a couple inventory stations up, and the generator's looking fairly secure. Cyanide down there, giving them some repair love. Ewan finally returns. Let's see, the team's on the right players. Yes, Ewan returns the fallen quick grab there by Armageddon. Goes down, Ewan returns. Danger Mouse now with a grab. Danger Mouse hits a back-to-front route with a crap load of speed. Picking up some Elfire now, losing all his energy, but still has plenty of health. Lands a little hard, knocked down deep in the L. His flag grabbed by Nikki. Where are you, Nikki? Nikki's coming off, opting to take it. Looks like he's got an elf coming off the flag stand because he's taking a bit of an odd route, trying to crawl his way across the hill. Elfers on him, chainers all over him. Nikki is in bad shape. Danger Mouse, though, also in bad shape, has got the flag back to his team side, going inside to get to an invent. He's down to a tiny sliver of health, looking for some inventory stations, finally finds one inside the base that is up. Nikki goes down, taken out by Eowyn, but Gollum is there to pick it up. Gollum picks up naked. Gollum goes down, now flag dropped. Scramble forward midfield, multiple New Zealand players on it. Little Miss Trouble returns. Danger Mouse goes to the flag stand, but no! Potato Fighter is there to make the grab. Potato Fighter picks up Team New Zealand's flag, heading off towards the side. Potato Fighter here, now cruising up towards the southern side of the map, up towards the ridgeline, doing, it looks like he just made a front-to-back there, last-minute ditch grab. It is working, though. He's got some Elfers on him. Elfers picking him up midfield. He's chucking mines to try to break the elf lock. Throws the flag to try to pass it off to a teammate. They go for it, and it's into the hands of, who is it, Chowder Dust. Chowder Dust picks it up, takes a midair in the back from Prince, goes down, and the flag gets returned by Prince. Danger Mouse to the flag stand, hits it, caps. 1-1, New Zealand has tied it up, courtesy of a beautiful little midair shot from Prince. And I gotta do a quick check. Larno has made a grab. Larno now with the flag. Larno going up, and someone's saying, hello, am I there? Hopefully everyone is there. going in. Larno with the flag. Anyway, Larno now for New Zealand coming off doing a almost back to front heading off towards the northern side of the map. Larno here, only one chaser, two chasers, three chasers now trying to dump some grenades on him. But Larno here doing a pretty good job of escaping across the map, mostly uncontested. He's got 3/4 of health, jetting up into the air now, coming down to that flag stand. Capper incoming. Capper, it is Gollum. Gollum for Mix will grab the flag, preventing the cap by Larno. Gollum here is in bad shape, though. Chainers, one, two, three chainers, putting some chain gun fire on him in his back. He is down deep, deep into the red, but has gotten the flag back to his team side. Fast route there by Gollum. Larno here is now hanging out back behind the team's base. Let's see, Valor has been forced to join a team. Larno goes down. Gollum goes down. Prince picks him off with a sniper shot. Gollum loses the flag. A Little Miss Trouble returns the flag from the water. Larno turns around, now heading, trying to build up some steam. Larno now into the air, going down to his team's flag stand. Larno with the flag. No cap for Larno. Nikki picks it up. Nikki gets Elf coming off the flag stand, though. Nikki now with no energy, but a lot of health. One, two, three New Zealand players all over Nikki. Going over to Larno. Larno finding an inventory station here, getting patched up inside. Looks like New Zealand's base, though. New Zealand's base has been owned in the process. Nikki's going to lose New Zealand's flag. Wildcard's going to return. Larno into the air, down to the flag stand. Larno will cap. 2-1 now in favor of New Zealand. New Zealand's base, though, offline. They have lost everything. Gens and inventory stations all off. No, not a follow-up grab. Anyway, going over to Team Mix's base. Team Mix's base is online. They have inventory stations. They've got Cool Koa X in there playing some HD, getting the base working. Danger Mouse, though, going to grab the Team Mix's flag. Danger Mouse coming off doing a front-to-back, cruising off towards the side, the western part, hugging the out-of-bounds grid. Hitting his downhill route now. Danger Mouse here with one or two chasers on him. They plank him down to about half life. Chasers now intercepting, moving, picking him up. Midfield body block mid-air by a chaser. Beautiful little, probably a high-ping body block by one of the Team Mix players. Unfortunately, I have no idea who it was, but it was a Danger Mouse, though, coming back up over the ridgeline, and he gets a face full of elf and body block from the light defense. Flag goes down. It'll get returned by Armageddon, so both flags back on the flag stands. Cool Koa X getting hammered as the New Zealand heavy offense back in order now, making runs at the Team Mix base. Grab by, who is it? Then it's Larno and McMeany. Both makes grabs. Larno and McMeany both go down. And now watching Potato Fighter. There he is. Potato Fighter picks up. Potato Fighter picks up New Zealand's flag, getting Elf now by a chaser, throwing off mines, throwing off flares. Another Elfer picks him up as he goes into the side ravine here. Potato Fighter coming up out of the ravine, though, bounces off the partial disc damage there, getting a lot of speed and still managing to work his way across, but now getting Elf by another chaser. Snipe shot almost finishes him off. Disc from E1 will connect. E1 will return. Zagor on the other side has a snag of the Team Mix flag. He's got the flag slightly past midfield, over off to the side. 1, 2, 3 chasers on him. Possibly 4 discs now slamming in all over him every time he touches the ground. Getting lit up, but it is not enough. They are not connecting. Zagor does not have the energy, though, to get it back to his team's flag stand. Zagor's flag is at home, but he does not have the juice to get it over the lake. Takes a bit off to the side now. Going, finally has enough energy to it. With the fifth of his life, hit the flag stand, and Zagor will cap. Immediate follow-up grabbed by both players. Hell picks it up in a medium suit with an energy pack. And Danger Mouse picks up the flag for New Zealand in a light with an E-pack. Coming off doing a back-to-front. Lots and lots of speed. Score is 3-4 New Zealand. 1 for Team Mix. Watching Hell here trying to get away in a medium with an E-pack. He's got chasers and escorters all over him. He goes down, though, finally getting Elf loses the flag. Flag dissed out of hands. Returned by Little Miss Trouble. Danger Mouse tries to cap. No, Danger Mouse is popped off the flag stand by a disc. It is Gollum for Team Mix there. Comes in, sends Danger Mouse off the flag stand with the disc and prevents the cap snagging the flag and now making his way across the side. Danger Mouse is going to go down. Capybara is going to drop him with a mortar. McBite will return Team Mix's flag, but Gollum here watching him is in bad shape. He's got chasers all over him. He goes down, loses the flag. Gollum is dropped. The flag now is dissed away. Little Miss Trouble returns. Both flags now at home. New Zealand, though, with a 3-1 lead. And Larno makes a grab, but Larno comes off the flag stand, eating some elf, goes into the water. Larno, now who is this? Nikki, where is he? Nikki here for Team Mix has a grab, trying to do a back to front, but getting elf as well from the passing to the tower. It looks like, yes, New Zealand's base is also currently down. Not checking out. Larno's going to go down for New Zealand. Flag not returned just yet, though. Nikki here for Team Mix is just getting elf, but no one can kill him. Nikki here is literally walking away with the flag through all the L fire. He's back to his team's side. Lance Spike turns all over trying to protect him, but no, he's going to go down. Finally, the flag sent up into the air by Disc. Armageddon returns the mixed flag, but let's see. Potato Fighter is going to pick it up. Potato Fighter, 4-team mix, bounces off a hill, going to the flag stand. Potato Fighter clears, and no! Potato Fighter misses the flag. Potato Fighter misses. He bounces off the flag stand, and Little Miss Trouble is going to take him out with a disc. Little Miss Trouble will return. Little Miss Trouble snags the Denmark flag, takes out Potato Fighter, returns, and is now getting away with the mixed flag. Little Miss Trouble here with the flag cruising up towards the side. He's got chasers now picking him up heavily, and McMeany on the other side, 4-team mix, though, has picked up New Zealand's flag. He's down deep into the red, but with a lot of speed behind him, he's coming back to his team side. Body blocked by an enemy knight next to his base. He throws the flag, trying to pass it off to a teammate, and no one's picking up. Azrith is going to return, though. Azrith will return the flag. No pickup for Team Mix. Little Miss Trouble, though, is not getting anywhere. Taken out by some disc fire. He's getting elf like crazy. Little Miss, or she, perhaps. Little Miss Trouble gets taken down there finally. Vindicate's going to pick it up, though, out of the field. Vindicate's flag is at home. He's about 200 meters out. No, he's not going to get a cap because Valor has picked up the flag for Team Mix. Valor going through the air now, trying to bring it back home. But Chainer's all over him. Vindicate falls into the water, looking for an inventory station. Valor here, though, across the midfield ridgeline with lots of speed and still plenty of health. Valor taking a disc in the legs, though. Beautiful shot by a chaser there. Knocks off about half his health. Valor coming back to this time. His base is owned. There's land spikes up, but his gens are out. Power is down, and he goes down. Prince takes him out with a sniper shot. The flag goes into the lake. Scramble for it for the return. Azrieth is going to return. Vindicate to the flag stand. Vindicate will cap. Armageddon here. Now, Armageddon 4 team mixed here picks up the flag immediately after the cap, a second too late to prevent the cap, but has the flag crew hanging off towards the south side of the map. Armageddon with the flag chasers all over him. 1-2 chainers, discers. No elf on him just yet, but chainers connecting, plinking off a little bit of life. Larno has a grab on the other side. Where are you, Larno? Larno up into the air, chainers on him, but Larno still got plenty of health and plenty of speed. Larno here with a pretty good route. Got a lot of speed going for him, and on the other side, Armageddon's going to go down. Vindicate's going to take him out with a chain gun, and Gerbo's going to return, going back over here to Larno. Larno off to the side, doing a cruising down almost direct back to front, just now getting back to his team's leg. Larno into the air, coming down to the flag stand. He's going to have the juice, but he's not going to have a flag because McMeany is there to snag it at the last second. McMeany comes up with the flag. McMeany into the air, and I'm going to go check out the bases here real quick. Looks like Cyanide about to... Or Cyanide perhaps defending the base. Yep, Cyanide there perhaps doing some and not watching Larno and McMeany. McMeany goes down, watching Little Miss... with Little Miss Trouble taking him out with a grenade. McMeany loses the flag. The Wiz is going to pick it up, though. The Wiz picking the flag up naked right outside the Team Mix base. Their gens are down. Armageddon looks like inside trying to get it. And Larno, though, outside. I'm not sure if his base is offline. Larno's base is online. He finds an inventory station, gets patched up. The Wiz goes down. The Wiz is taken out by Valor. Gollum picks it up, though. Gollum has an E-Pack. Gollum retreats to the back part of his team side. Larno's going to go down. Potato Fighter takes him out. Potato Fighter returns. Gollum to the flag stand. Can he get the cap? Yes, Gollum will get the cap this time. Gollum gets the cap, and it is now Team Mix 2, New Zealand 4. Little Miss Trouble has an immediate grab, though, after the cap. Little Miss Trouble trying to take out Gollum with some grenades. Almost had him, but no, just couldn't quite finish him off in time. But picks up the flag. Discers, chasers all over him. One from in front, two from behind. Little Miss Trouble, is down into the ditch. But Potato Fighter on the other side is going to have a grab of the New Zealand flag. Potato Fighter getting away pretty uncontested. Some chasers out from long range trying to catch up. Little Miss Trouble gets back to her side, the New Zealand side, but has chasers swarming all over her. And now Chainer's finishing up. Gollum's going to drop her with a disc. Returned by Gollum. And now watching Potato Fighter. Potato Fighter's in bad shape. Elver's chasers all over him. He's throwing flares. He's going to go into the water, though, near his team's flagstand. He's in bad shape. Chained down by Azrieth. Zagor's going to grab his flag, and the flag going to be returned by Azrieth. I'm sorry, Zagor. Yeah, where are you, Zagor? Zagor here has slipped out with Team Mixed flag. He's back towards his team's base now. He passes Gollum. Gollum going out with New Zealand flag. They say hi to each other as they pass just outside of the New Zealand base. Gollum now with a lot of speed and a lot of energy has it back to where his team's base. His team's gens are currently online. Heavy offense, though, inside it for New Zealand. Takes down the gens. Not sure who it is, though. Gollum here retreats towards the back part of the base behind the lake now. Zagor in the exact same situation. Zagor in much better shape than Gollum, though. Gollum going back there, picking up a chaser in the back part of his base, not finding any inventory stations, looking for some help. Zagor's back there, and his base is offline. The New Zealand base is also down, but Zagor's in pretty good shape. Not sure who it is. Don't see any heavy offense. There it is. It is Sinai. Sinai looks like he has evicted the chaser. Gollum's going to try to throw the flag off. Gollum trying to pass it off to someone. Nope, he's going to have to pick it up himself. Gollum's going to go down, dropped by Larno. Larno will return. Zagor with the flag. Zagor up into the air, coming down to the flag stand. Multiple incoming cappers. It's going to get grabbed by Iniki. Iniki gets the flag, but gets Elf coming off the flag stand for Team Mixed. Grenade in the back, knocks off a lot of his health, working his way through a landslide field, but Iniki here getting down a hill with enough speed to now get away with the flag chainers on him, three or four distant from behind. Not going to be enough to plink off that last bit of health just yet. Zagor steps on a mine that almost takes him out near his team's, the back part of his team's base. Chaser trying to plink off that last bit of health, but he can't get it. Now watching Iniki here. Iniki's already back to his team set as well, cruising back towards the back rear tower. Zagor is in bad, bad shape. Zagor has a tiny, tiny sliver of life. Iniki is in slightly better shape. Zagor goes down. Potato Fighter's going to drop him. Watching Iniki get mid-aired by Vindicate. A sweet, sweet little mid-air. And Vindicate's going to return. Widow Wildcard's going to pick up the fallen mixed flag as Vindicate gets the return after another capper stop with a mid-air from the New Zealand players. Wildcard to the flag. Wildcard will cap New Zealand 5. Team Mixed 2 grabbed by Larno. Larno, where are you? Larno here for New Zealand comes off the flag stand in a horrid hell of pain. Chasers all over him. He gets nowhere. Going over to Team Mix's base real quick. It is online. They've got inventory stations and generators online down there. Hell, getting some repair love on those gens. And where are we? Over here. I'm trying to find some of the New Zealand base, if I can get over to it. New Zealand's base also online. Up sensor and looks like turned down. But they've got players in there getting suited up. Danger Mouse now getting suited up to go through some hull. Cyanide looks like doing the HD action for Team New Zealand. Both flags at home. 9 minutes on the clock. No grabs for the past minute or so. Incoming mortars taking out the two front inventory stations for Team Mix. They've still managed to get the back one up, and they still have their gens online. But here comes the New Zealand Ho, being led by Olo. Looks like Olo trying to ski in with a shield pack. The flag is getting lit up by some disc fire. Looks like some heavy offense from New Zealand. Magic Man for New Zealand trying to get to the back part of the base. And Azrieth comes in as the light defense is having fun trying to take out New Zealand. Or who is that? Olo. I'm not. Sorry, I forgot who that was, but Azrieth comes in with a grab in the meantime. Azrieth getting out with the Team Mixed flag for New Zealand. And on the other side of the field, though, McMeany's going to grab. McMeany's going to go down. Snipe shot, chain gun fire finishes him off. Return, Azrieth with the cap out cap here, heading to the flag stand, up into the air. Landspike's going crazy near his flag stand, and that indicates, because it is Potato Fighter for Team Mixed that is going to make the grab. Potato Fighter here comes off the flag stand fairly uncontested, getting Elf now as he approaches midfield, but it's not going to be enough to kill all his momentum. He's going to get the flag back to his team side, at least. His gens are down. The heavy offense from New Zealand has taken down the Team Mixed base once again. On the other side, Azrieth is back to his team side, and they do have a base, and their plasma turret even up right now. Potato Fighter back, heading towards the back. Tower Chasers all over him. He goes down accidentally. Team killed by Armageddon. The flag goes out of bounds. Returned by Prince. Azrieth cannot get the cap just yet, though. He gets disced into the water, trying to get out. He's going to go to the flag stand, but no, Gollum's going to grab. Gollum's going to prevent him from capping. Now taking off towards the southern side of the map. Azrieth's going to go down. Gollum takes him out with a mine. Where did that flag get dropped? Perhaps underwater. Not sure who it was, but Cool Koa X gets the return. Gollum with the flag drops a mine in the water, perhaps while trying to break an elf lock, and takes out Azrieth with the mine. Capper killed. Cool Koa X returns. Larno now with the flag for New Zealand, picking up the flag. He sails underneath the feet of the returning Golem. Golem taken out there by Ewan's chain gun. The flag sent sliding into the water. Scramble for it. Returned by Danger Mouse. Larno almost back to his team side. He's 350 meters out. Larno disking the side, knocking off a little bit of health, but he still has plenty of health. Only thing that's going to stop him is this grab by Iniki. Iniki has a snag. Iniki passes over the head of Larno as Larno bounces off the flag stand, heading towards the rear tower. Iniki gets up to hell and dropped by a wild card. Back to Larno, going to go check out that flag stand. The flag not returned just yet. Potato Fighter's going to pick it up. Midfield, Potato Fighter, where are you? Potato Fighter goes down. Potato Fighter, but McBite's going to pick it up. McBite here with the naked pickup. McBite trying to get it over the midfield ridgeline. McBite picks it up. fight now down into the ditch. Trine gets hits a tree there. Chaser's all over him, but they can't finish him off. McBite is walking away with the flag. No one can kill McBite. The Naked Light here immune to all sorts of chasing fire. He accidentally almost team kills a teammate while getting elfed and walking away with the flag. He's got 1/5 of his life, but finally taken out. Vindicate finally gets a disc on him, but the Timsta's going to pick it up. In the back here, Larno here with the flag, with Team Mixed flag hanging near the back tower, looking relatively content. The Timsta, though, having some fun with Chasers, bouncing around, getting elfed now outside the front part of his team's base. A Horish Hell discs connect, and he goes down. The flag dropped right outside Team Mix's base. They've got several players there. He goes down. Potato Fighter picks. The Potato Fighter goes down. The flag drop. Scramble forward now into the hands of the Deployer. Hell. Hell tries to get inside. Hell gets inside, but a mortar in his face takes him out inside the base. The flag there picked up inside by Elder. Elder with the flag. We're going back to Larno real quick. Larno's got two chasers. They're hanging around the top part, exactly on the top of the rear tower. The Timsta cuts through. Team Mix's base goes out the other side and cruises back towards the base as Elder manages to kill himself with a plasma rifle. Larno up into the air. Looks like someone getting midair there. Not sure who it was. The Timsta and Larno in a flag standoff situation. Larno gets midaired, sent down into the water. Almost no. The Timsta is going to go down first on the other side. The Timsta drops the New Zealand flag. Larno looking to get passed up there at an inventory station. No return to the New Zealand flag, though, just yet. Watching Larno over here by the New Zealand flag side. The Timsta has lost the flag. It is in contention over there. Return by Zagor. Larno to the flag stand for the winning cap. Not seeing any New Zealand players. Larno comes down. Larno will cap, and New Zealand will take it 6-2 over Denmark. Top score was Saris for New Zealand. 323 with 29 kills. He's also the lead killer. Up next was Gollum for Gollum. The teams are messed up once again. Gollum for Team Mix there. 211-16. Up next, Little Miss Trouble, Larno, Wildcard, and Zagor all for New Zealand. Capybara and Potato Fighter up next for Team Mix. Looks like we are changing servers. Looks, no idea. We'll find out here in a sec, guys. Until then, maybe some music for it. I believe we are going to finally change servers. Yep, players now piling out. So as soon as I get the server info, guys, get that over. And hopefully I will not get owned by Winamp anymore tonight as I put some music on for you.
Temporary escape. Another thing I grew to hate, but now
which looks like right now we're having to contend with a little bit of the server that we're supposed to be playing on now, the settings that were set up for the Tribes 2 World Championship were erased, so we had to redo those. I don't know how long it's going to take until this gets up, so who knows. Anyway, I'll throw on some tunes for you, and hopefully we'll have this underway. Next map, last map up for Team Mixed versus New Zealand will be the infamous Minotaur.
5, 4, 3. This match begins. Now.
Your arms around me. I need to feel your touch.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I need your understanding. I need your love so much. You tell me that you love me so. You tell me that you care, but when I need you,
baby,
you're
never there.
Just tuning in, this is Nordramor for the Team Sportscast Network. We've got some Tribes 2 World Championship action coming up. The game is Tribes 2, as some people were wondering. Team New Zealand versus Team Mix playing off, and first map goes to New Zealand, 8-0 boss. Next map up goes to New Zealand, 6-2. Last map up, Minotaur, trying to find an East Coast server to give some ping love to Team Mix, which has been playing with the 250 to 300 ping range for the last couple of maps.
A golden bird that flies away, a candle's fickle flame. To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. A golden bird that flies away, a candle's fickle flame.
Shout out from Psycor to NCN.
Baby, take the time to get to know me. If you want me, why can't you just show me? We're
Victory.
Always on this roller coaster. If you want me, why can't you get closer?
Shout out from Nexty to Team AU Larno. another shout out from Nexty. Yes. Idiot Child is a consumer whore.
Yes. Game over.
A shout out from Danger Mouse to Rocket Boy, our lackey in Pound Tribes NZ, and the rest of the Tribes NZ plebes. And a shout out to Fisty for being slack and not showing up. Guys, gonna do a roster vote. Okay, guys, gonna do a roster rundown for it, as most of the teams are in the server right now. Over on Inferno, we've got New Zealand. The map is Minotaur, Vindicate, Prince, Lil Miss Trouble, Larno, Wildcard, Olo, Seldom, Cayenne, Magic Man, Althor, Danger Mouse, Zagor, Gerbil, Saris, Azrieth, Eowyn, Up on Storm. We've got Team Mixed with Gollum, the Night Killer, Elder, McBite, Potato Fighter, McMeany, Hell, Nikki, Armageddon, Datimsta, Valor, The Wiz, Capybara, and Cool Koa X is currently on the wrong team. Somebody better switch him over. Might want to change over. There we go. Finally, someone fixed him up. Ping-wise, things looking a lot different now. Team Mixed with some players in the 120s range. They've got players now in the 130 to about the 200 range. Multiple players there. A few guys, though, still pinging in the 200-plus range. Seeing some guys in the 200, 250 range. But New Zealand now, most of their players in the 200 to about the 270 range. A few guys, though, cresting the 300 mark to the 300 to 350. So ping advantage now definitely in favor for Team Mixed. Playing on such a map with where reflexes and, point-naked offense is so important, this is definitely going to be playing to the advantage of Team Mixed, having to play with the worst ping on the last two. Obviously looking forward for a little bit of revenge here on Minotaur. We'll see how things turn out, just waiting for the last few guys to hopefully get on the server and get this underway.
And it'll happen once again, and she'll turn to a friend, someone who understands, and see through the master plan. But everybody's gone, and you've been there for too long. The face is on your own, well I guess this is growing up.
Shout out from Phil Singer. Apparently the only person he wants to give a shout out to is me, though.
Well, I guess this is growing up. Well, I guess this is growing up.
Recap of the events, if you are just joining us. Team New Zealand versus Team Mixed. Tribes to World Championship action. And you gotta change that again because it resets. Yeah, that's one of the problems with WinAmps. It doesn't reset properly. Anyway, so guys, a shout-out to Phil Singer from Kellogg's. Kellogg's loves you. Anyway, getting back to that real quick. Tribes 2 World Championship action. First map, Boss, goes to New Zealand 8-0. Second map, Damnation, goes to New Zealand 6-2. Next map up is Minotaur. Ping advantage was to New Zealand for the first two maps. Now Team Mixed with the ping advantage coming up on Minotaur. Looks like we got some additions. Not sure if I called these guys out, but Cool Koa X, and I think it's Chow to Dust, has joined the game for Team Mixed. So they are finally up to the full allotment of 15 players. 15 versus 15 is the state or the way the Tribes 2 World Championships is run a little bit different from the regulars. But Team Mixed having to play a few men down earlier due to roster problems and problems connecting to the West Coast servers. But now with a full roster on and with the ping advantage, definitely looking to get a little revenge on New Zealand. From Morpheus to himself and the Shocklands Horrors. We'll be right back. second countdown going, guys, so I'm going to have to get this underway. Crank up Man Game sounds a little bit, close that up into the gain here. Heading back in, good luck, and now, yep, 15 versus 15, ping advantage, yep, still slightly on there, well, I wouldn't say slightly, but probably very much so in favor of Team Mix. Now we are on an East Coast server, last two maps were on a West Coast, and it is showing 3 seconds, and I bet I'm going to have to change my settings here real quick. Let me check and see if my script settings reset. They usually do. Yes, they did, so I'm going to nab them here at the start of the map before I miss anything this time. There we go, guys. And now, watching the players get suited up, Minotaur, and the grabs have already begun as the Naked Lights run for the flag. Vindicate makes a snag for New Zealand. He takes a disc in the side, popped up in the air, and first kill goes to Shadow Dust, who takes him out in a, looks like a Shadow Dust, you know, Fat Man suit? Yeah, Shadow Dust there with an Imman on his back in a Fat Man suit. Valor goes for the flag. Valor gets owned by the Sentry Turrets, and Magic Man's gonna return. The grabs, already started. Larno there up on top, outside of the mixed base, dumping mortars now down onto their sentry turns. They're going to hop. Who is it? Team Mix there. Detemster there, playing heavy on flag. Mortar explodes on it. Sentry turn takes some pain there. More mortars. Larno still up there, dumping mortars on. Seeing some long-range spam go out. Who we got here? We've got Olo. We've got Olo and... Whoa, just went right through the hill. Olo and Saris there, both. Both for New Zealand, just spamming the hell out of those inventory stations, mortars everywhere, and now Danger Mouse also going to try to sneak in there, gotta grab its Vindicate. Vindicate tries to go for a heavy grab, snags the flag, thinking about going down low, but runs into a lot of heavy defense down there, so now trying to get out the top in a heavy suit. A little bit of energy, nope, now falling down below. He's going back down the tower now. Not sure what Vindicate's doing, maybe he doesn't realize that he has the flag. There he goes, throws it off to a light. Little Miss Trouble here has the flag. Now she tries to go up the top, takes a partial disc damage, knocked down to about a fourth of her life, bad shape, but getting the flag out and going back towards her team's tower now. Little Miss Trouble, mid-aired! McBite says no with a mid-air disc in the back, and the flag goes flying. Zagor's going to snag it out of the field, but in the meantime, Potato Fighter has picked up New Zealand's flag in a heavy suit. He's heading down below in a heavy suit with a shield pack. Zagor goes down, Valor drops him. Now Potato Fighter in the lower parts runs into some heavy offense from New Zealand, building up some energy, trying to get enough juice, but is instead going to run into a mortar. Shield pack saves his ass there. Inside, trying to build it up, his flag looking to get returned by Valor. Potato Fighter, with just not enough energy right now, looking to throw the flag off, throws it off to a heavy. Armageddon has an E-Pack on his back. Armageddon trying to get it up to the flag stand. Armageddon will cap for Team Mix, 1-0. The cap out on this map is 10. Now with 27 minutes remaining in favor of Team Mix. Watching Vindicate get suited up. More spam. Saris and Olo for New Zealand there, still hurling mortars across the map, lobbing them right onto the exit to those inventory stations. And now one of the New Zealand players gets inside and takes out the base. Not sure who it was. Capybara, though, manages to stay alive, sneaks back in, now getting some repair work going. Both flags still at home here on Minotaur. And now watching who we got here. We've got Detemsta there, still doing heavy on flag duty. 14 Mix keeping the flag secure, mortars exploding outside. Larno trying to do some hoe action. We've got a grab by Capybara. Capybara comes off the flag stand with the New Zealand flag in a light, opting to go down below. He's already taking one disc, knocking into the yellow, but with lots of health and still a fair amount of speed and energy, building up some juice, heads up his, mortar takes him out from behind. As I was trying to say, Team Mix there has to side with the Raptors underneath their flag. Flag goes down, Capybara loses it. It being disc around, where is the flag? Trying to find it. It's knocked into a pit. Concussion grenades exploding everywhere down there, knocking heavy offense players around. Finally, the flag's going to pick up. There it is. McMeany picks it up, but McMeany goes down. Heavy offense takes him out, and Eowyn playing ho for New Zealand will return the flag from the rafter room underneath the Team Mix base. Inside, got some sentry turn action. Heavy on flag. Seldom is on top of the flag. Even got a little... even has a spider clamp turret. It has managed to keep one up there. And the mortar spam continues of the Team Mix base. And the mortars now just flying all over, bouncing off the roof, exploding in the back parts, and just lighting up that inventory base. Little Miss Trouble here has a grab of the mixed flag. No, taken out before she can get out of the top of the flower. Or top of the flower. Top of the flag tower. Actually, that's not a bad term. Flower for flag tower. Anyway, now watching Larno. Larno picks up the flag. It was dropped on the upper third-level raptor area. Larno picks it up out of the flag tower, jets out and in a heavy with the shield pack, trying to get over to his team's side. He's got chasers, naked lights all over him. He tosses the flag, picked up by Middleless, by Lil Miss Trouble. Lil Miss Trouble jets up, getting to the flag tower. Lil Miss Trouble inside, takes a disc, nearly takes him out to the flag stand, returns the flag herself, and caps it. It was just picked up and moved right off the flag stand. Caps it, ties it up 1-1 now. New Zealand and Denmark tied up. McBite comes in right after Lil Miss Trouble makes a grab. Nope, doesn't land too, doesn't get too far with it. The mortar spam continues. Double, looks like Saracen Olo, maybe joined by a third perhaps now. Saracen Olo and Prince now, three players for New Zealand spamming the inventory stations over here. Just constantly being lit up. Precision spam all doing a great job for them. But not a whole lot of caps resulting of having to stack so many guys on spam duty. Heavy on flag over here on the team mix side goes down. One of the New Zealand heavy offense dumps some mortars on him and sneaks down below as Magic Man. Magic Man now down there looking around. He gets hit by a concussion grenade. The team mix there, HD, using a lot of concussion grenades. Little Miss Trouble grabs the flag, tries to go out the top of the tower, but no, a heavy defense comes down, sits on her head, and knocks her down to the bottom of the tower, but she's got enough speed to work her way out now, making her way through the bottom part of the base, gets over to the bottom part of her team's base, up to the flag stand. Little Miss Trouble for New Zealand will cap 2-1 now in favor of New Zealand, 24 minutes remaining. Vindicate has a pickup. Vindicate in the Fat Man suit goes down below. Spider Clamps taking pot shots at him. He's dumping mortars as he works his way to the lower areas. Still has plenty of health, plenty of energy now into the main central room, throwing more mortars. Jets up. Vindicate's flag is picked up and dropped by one of the players. They're not sure what it was, but Althor returns for New Zealand. Vindicate trying to work his way back to his team's base with the flag. Heavy offense there. Intercepts him. Two heavy offense players for team. 14 mix there, meet down there. One tries to deploy an inventory station. Vindicate takes it out and will get blown up by a mortar from the other. They scramble and the flag will be returned. Team Mix there owning the bottom of the New Zealand flag tower, trying to get some inventories up down there. No such luck with the inventories, but they do manage to kill the capper and return from the bottom of the flag base. Score is still 2-1, though, in favor of New Zealand. Going back outside to look up top, and Little Miss Trouble makes a grab. Nope, Little Miss Trouble goes down to attempts to return. Mortar spam, 1-2. Mortars lining up those inventory bases, the inventory base out back. But now the Wiz for Team Mix responding with some counter spam, dumping mortars in the back part. They're trying to keep down the inventory stations of New Zealand as well. Incoming heavy offense, Vindicate there, trying to get an inventory station into the bottom area, managing to take out one inventory station on his way down, but Vindicate here watching him work his way through the lower part with the inventory station on his back. Larno makes a grab. Larno meets up with the HD, and he's going to get a shock lance in the ass from the Timsta. He'll lose the flag. The flag goes down. The team mix there with a lot of concussion grenades. Their HD all over the basement, tossing concussion grenades all over the place, just bouncing the heavy offense from Team New Zealand all around. They're having trouble even maintaining hold of their weapons. Concussion grenades blowing off their weapons packs and flags occasionally, looks like, perhaps. Flag dropped there at the bottom of the base. The heavy offense is letting it sit down there now at the bottom. Going back up top to watch the glorious, glorious green spam fly across that map. I do not like it, Sam. I do not like green inks and spam. Little Miss Trouble and Potato Fighter here with the flag, with a naked pickup, goes down below chasing Little Miss Trouble. Little Miss Trouble trying to get up, and Potato Fighter chasing her across, and that whips out the blaster now. Opts to discontinue the pursuit and now find an inventory station. Little Miss Trouble has the flag back to her team side, goes out the top of the flag tower and retreats to the inventory stations. Potato Fighter throws the flag off the hell. Little Miss Trouble now outside, keeping the flag off, being not just yet to turtle, I guess, inside the inventory base. Hell here with the flag. He's in a Fat Man suit with an E-Pack down below, running into some heavy offense from New Zealand in the lower part. Who is that? Magic Man and Hell here having a bit of a duel. Heavy duel below, and Hell's going to take him out. Whoa, whiteouts there blinding me as I try to get near Little Miss Trouble. Little Miss Trouble opts to go inside through the inventory base. Someone was spamming whiteouts, perhaps either for or against her. She gets into a Fat Man suit now, hanging around inside the inventory base, now opting to go perhaps outside. Now watching Hell. Hell is still hanging out in the raptor area directly in the lower part of his team's base. Mortars now coming down as Vindicate trying to take him out. Multiple heavy offense players from New Zealand, Larno and Vindicate, working their way down there, dumping mortars, and they're going to take Hell out. Vindicate gets him to get him with a grenade. Returned by Vindicate. Little Miss Trouble goes back inside to the inventory base, throws the flag off to, who is it? Prince. Prince now going outside with the flag in a Juggernaut suit E-pack. Turns around, goes back, and will get suited up in a light. Prince now opting to try to get the flag back in a light. Mortars now flying across from both teams, trying to spam the inventory bases down. On the flag, they've got Seldom defending the flag as Prince tries to get the flag back for the cap. Prince now inside the tower. Cappers, naked Cappers for Team Mix trying to stop the cap. Prince was going to get it inside, and Prince is going to cap New Zealand 3, Denmark 1, with 20 minutes remaining on Minotaur. Inside, still inside the New Zealand tower. Sentry turns going wild. Grab, though. Baylor's going to slip past the heavy on flag. He comes down, though. HD in the basement will take him out. Looks like right now New Zealand here maintaining a strong control over the lower part of their base. In the meantime, over here, where are we? Now to the bottom part of Team Mix base. They've got some hull problems. Looks like Vindicate's down there raising hell, dumping mortars as some HD trying to take up residence in the bottom part of their tower, but getting repelled. Looks like Vindicate has an inventory station down there trying to deploy some turrets, but two or three now HD for Team Mix evicting him from the bottom of the New Zealand base. Watching, here are we. We've got Shadow Dust trying to sneak inside. Magic Man, Shadow Dust trying to get back into his flag tower, but Magic Man's in there and they're having a heavy duel, dumping mortars all over that flag tower, lighting it up. And the flags, however, haven't been remaining on the stand relatively pretty consistently throughout the match. Not a whole lot of naked action from either teams. Both teams relying mostly on heavies. But now we've got Little Miss Trouble. Little Miss Trouble goes for a light grab, and it's going to cost her as Detimsta discs her around the inside of that flag tower, bounced around like a ping pong ball, and could not get out with the flag. The Timster gets taken, no, not quite taken out, but it looks like he goes, hops back up to the flag area. Mortars landing on top of his head, and he's blown off it. The sentry turns inside the Team Denmark base, far off line. Grab by Magic Man. Magic Man in a heavy suit snags the flag, opting to go down below, but a mortar and some grenades are going to explode on top of him, taking out a lot of his life. Concussion grenades being spammed in the lower area by the HD. He's managing to get somewhat far with it. Mortar in the face takes him out, though. Magic Man dropped by Shadow Dust. Looks like Althor is right there next to it. Althor doesn't see it! Althor from New Zealand was right next to the fallen Team Mix flag, but he didn't see it. He looked right past it, and Shadow Dust sneaks past him and returns the flag. It was literally two steps away from him, but directly behind him. He was looking all around for it, but did not see the flag. Mortars now lighting up. What is this? This is the Team Mix inventory base. The Team Mix inventory base is offline. Mortars everywhere outside being spammed from across the field, and some heavy offense from New Zealand has managed to sneak inside. They finally get a repair pack in there. Indyke gets the repair pack and getting the repair love going on those inventory base. Magic Man has a grab. Magic Man in a heavy suit picks up the flag, tries to throw it to a teammate, misses, and accidentally forces the teammate who's in a medium with no pack to go down below. Now, who is this? This is Azrieth. Azrieth in a medium with no pack picks up an E-pack off the ground, going up to the flag stand. His flag's at home. Disc jumps up. Azrieth coming down for the cap, lands on the Hoff's head, and gets the cap. New Zealand 4, Team Mixed 1. Larno has a grab on their side, watching Seldom repair the sentry turrets. Larno picks up the flag. He's in a heavy suit, gets bounced around, ping pong ball, ping pong style inside the tower, gets nowhere with it. Lumis, Trouble, and Baylor have simultaneous grabs. Lumis, Trouble goes down, but Baylor gets out with the New Zealand flag. No, can't get up to the tower, though. He's held down and has no health whatsoever left on him. He built up enough energy to jet inside, but there's someone waiting for it. It is Zagor. Zagor is literally just waiting up there on the upper ledge for him to land, and as soon as he lands, he eats a disc in the face, and the flag will be returned by Zagor. Vindicate has a grab. Vindicate for New Zealand gets the flag out the top of the tower in a heavy suit with an E-pack. This flag now grabbed by Hell, though. Where's Hell? Has a naked grab. Hell goes down below, tries to get through the lower tunnels, but no, he's not going to have any luck as Spider Clamp turns are all over him. Vindicate throws the flag to a teammate, but no! McBite intercepts and returns. Score now still 4-1 in favor of New Zealand. 16 minutes 45 seconds remaining on Minnow. And watching Seldom now. Seldom here defending the flag. Capper, naked Capper, comes in, bounces off Seldom's head, misses the flag. Sentry turn takes out the next Capper. The flag falls down below, though. Return now by Eowyn. Grab by Ian McBite, return as Potato Fighter. Potato, nope. No successful grabs on. Little Miss Trouble picks up the Team Mixed flag in a light. Once again, tries to get it out of the tower, but no. Naked lights swarm down on top of her and disc her down to the bottom of the tower, and the flag will be dropped, returned there by McBite. Not quite as much spam now. Maybe one or two spammers. Nope, they're getting in position for some more. Saris and Olo back in position for Team New Zealand, dumping mortars, all over the exit to the team mix base. Team mix, not any counter spammers out there right now. Several heavy offense players for Team New Zealand. One of them manages to get inside. Mortar on top of the inventory station takes them out. Inventory station's down, but a grab by Golem is meeting with a lot of success. Golem has managed to get out with the New Zealand flag in down below in a light with an EPAC up into his team's tower. Golem up to the flag stand. Golem will cap for Team Mix. Team Mix now 2, New Zealand 4. A harsh hell of battle ensuing as a bunch of players all meet around the New Zealand, Team Mix flag stand right after the cap. 3, 4, 5, 6 players go down in a matter of seconds as heavy offense from New Zealand invades the tower. Larno grabs the flag in a heavy suit, but his body blocked coming out of tower by his own team's heavy offense coming down the tower. Larno takes a breather, gets outside the flag tower, mid-air, sent off course. Larno down deep in the red, second mid-air is going to finish him off. Larno gets double MA trying to get out the flag, and that's because there are six or seven naked lights from Team Mixed outside, all just waiting for him to get out the flag. Vindicate here makes a grab. Vindicate goes down below. He's in a fat man suit with an EPAC. Lops a mortar down below while bouncing off the rafters, but comes off the rafters just in time to kill himself with his own mortar. Magic Man now picks up the flag after its return, throwing grenades and mortars. Whiteouts behind him. Magic Man getting bounced around by a lot of players. Finished off. Magic Man gets team killed by Little Miss Trouble. Little Miss Trouble just team killed it. Took out herself, took out Magic Man, and took out Azrieth all with one disc, looks like. Larno here now. Larno with the flag. Larno, after the return by Mimi, Larno can't get it out of the flag tower for New Zealand. The Team Mix flag goes down below. Over here on the other side, watching the flag. Let's see. Hell picks it up. It is Hell for Team Mix, trying to get the flag out naked. Opts to go towards the side passage. Chaser on him puts a partial disc damage. He's down about a third of his life, but Hell here getting it off to the side. One chaser following him through the lower tunnels. Hell back to his team side. Some Ho dying from, or some enemy Ho there dying. He bounces off the rafters, trying to build up enough energy. Perhaps looking for the pass off. No, he's not going to get the cap because a mortar explodes in his face right as he jets up. The flag sticks in the ceiling. Vindicate picks up the flag, comes out and grabs. Vindicate, though, throws the flag and the flag. Now the Team Mix flag is stuck in the ceiling. The Team Mix flag now stuck in the ceiling, directly in the rafter room, directly beneath their flag area. Stuck in the ceiling because of the clipping thing, and looks like no one there to pick it up. There, no one gonna. Oh, there we go. Finally, it is Little Miss Trouble in a medium suit this time. Picks the flag out from the stuck ceiling, but getting disced around by multiple chasers. 1, 2, 3 naked. They take out Little Miss Trouble. The flag is dropped, but who is there for the pickup? Azrieth is there for the midfield underground pickup. Azrieth, one chaser on him now, getting disced around heavily in a medium with a shield pack. He takes out the chaser with a disc. Azrieth trying to jet up back to his team's side. Azrieth to the bottom part of his team's base, building up energy. Takes him out by a mortar. Golem drops him with a mortar, and Golem will not return. Golem tries to make a grab. Both flags are right there. Both flags, it'll be a pickup. Vindicate comes down the tower with an inventory station on his back in a heavy suit. Returns his flag, but is taken out before he can get the other flag back up there. The flag is dropped, stuck in the corner of the bottom of the base. Players scrambling for it. Potato Fighter for Team Mix will return their flag from the bottom of the New Zealand flag tower. Capybara now for Team Mix. Comes off the New Zealand flag stand in a heavy suit with an EPAC. Spider clamps all over him. He's going to get whored down. Not quite by the spider clamps. Manages to get back to his team's side with the flag. He is in bad, bad shape. So little life I can barely see it. But with the flag, throws it off. Trying to pass it to a teammate. Overthrows. Turns around. Throws the flag once again. Now picked up by Chowder Dust. Larno in a light with an EPAC trying to get out of the flag tower. Body blocked by a teammate. Heavy offense landing on it. Larno, though, gets out of the flag tower with the Team Mix flag, preventing Chowder Dust from getting up and capping. Chowder Dust tosses the flag off to Cool Cola X, who's in a heavy suit deploying an inventory station. That inventory station immediately goes down after being deployed with a mortar exploding nearby. Larno opts to head outside or stay outside in a light with an EPAC, heading off towards the back area, and Cool Co X, hanging out in the lower recesses, tries to throw the flag up to the upper ridge. It gets up there, but no one is there to pick it up. Datimsta intercepts now, and Datimsta with the flag. Datimsta, mortars exploding into Timsta's face, whiteouts blinding him and me. Datimsta getting lit up now by chasers. Datimsta is in bad shape inside the tower. He goes down, dropped by a wildcard. Larno outside, also in bad shape. Larno goes down, Shadow Dust chains him down. The flag dropped right next to the base. Armageddon returns. And now, but no cap as who was it returned? Armageddon returned the Team Mixed flag, but it will be Little Miss Trouble returning. Little Miss Trouble will return the New Zealand flag, I think, from the enemy flag stand and picks up the Team Mix flag at the same time. Heading down below in a medium, gets body blocked by a teammate and taken out by a mortar down there. Multiple mortars explode in the bottom part of the New Zealand base, annihilating all the cappers. And the return by Inaki. Inaki and one other heavy offense player from Team Mix there dump mortars all over the bottom of the tower and decimate two or three players from Team New Zealand. No one is left alive to pick up the fallen flag, Team Mix will return once again from the bottom of the New Zealand flag tower. 4-2, still in favor of New Zealand now, approaching 10 minutes and 25 seconds remaining. Watching Magic Man hang out on the inside of the flag tower here. Got a grab by Lil Miss Trouble. Lil Miss Trouble in a meeting with the E-Pack, trying to go out top. Gets bounced around, but managed to get up to the second level. Disc's now trying to finish him off. Not going to get out with it. Opts to head down below instead. Did not have the energy, but Spider Clamps in the Raptor room take her out. Baylor gets out of the flag and gets out of the flag hut with the flag of... gets out of with the New Zealand flag. Shadow Dust returns, but Baylor comes back to an owned flag tower. His flag is now dropped, but Baylor's going to cap. Golem returns. Larno grabs the flag. Larno goes down quick. Golem immediately returns, and Baylor is there a half second later to cap. For Team Mix, it is now 3-4, still in favor of New Zealand, but with 9 minutes 40 seconds remaining, still enough time for either team to lay claim to this map. And victory, Shadow Dust watching him getting patched up. Spider Clamps, a few clamps now in the raft room there, getting picked off. Looks like some heavy offense by Eowyn there, trying to take it out. Lil Miss Trouble makes a grab, goes down below, but getting chewed up by the aforementioned Spider Clamps at the bottom of the Team Mixed base rafter room. Flag is dropped, and Armageddon returns back up to the lower raft, or lower flag area for Team Zealand, or New Zealand. They're also doing pretty good. They've got some immense and Spider Clamps up and a few players down there. Their flag is dropped at the bottom of their tower, and they're letting it sit there right now. They've got Seldom on flag. Gonna go outside and see if the spam is continuing. Not seeing the spam right now. Looks like the spammers Olo and Seldom are getting harassed by some light offense from Team Mix. They're keeping them from spamming by just disking them off their spam points constantly. The inventory stations over on Team Mix side, though, are owned, and I don't see any repair packs anywhere around that. They're going to have to go fetch some repair packs from either deployable outside or from one of the flag towers. Get a repair pack out there. We've got to grab Little Miss Trouble there, makes a snag, getting the flag, and once again into medium with an E-Pack, opting to go down below. Little Miss Trouble takes steps on a mine, perhaps? Yes, Little Miss Trouble steps on a mine, just casually thrown out in the midfield area. Her flag grabbed by Hell. Hell here in a heavy suit, and Little Miss Trouble steps on a mine placed by Golem. Golem with another capper kill, but the flag is safely picked up there by Eowyn underneath the base. Eowyn trying to build up enough energy to jet up. No, doesn't have it. Dished down to the bottom of the flag tower. Chasers all over Eowyn. Eowyn in bad shape. Lucid picked up by Althor. Althor goes down. The flag now. Azrieth picks it up. Blown into the hands of Azrieth. And Azrieth now goes down. But then Azrieth picks it up. No, I'm sorry. Azrieth goes down. Hell picks up the New Zealand flag and then returns. Let's see. Yes, that was Hell that was returned. Yes, Hell will return the Team Mix flag, but then loses and immediately dies. So the flag, once again, Team Mix flag returned from the bottom of the New Zealand flag tower, preventing the cap. Prince and Shadow Dust, both with grabs. Prince goes down first. Cool Call X drops and Nikki returns. Shadow Dust outside his team's flag tower, naked, goes down. Flag is going to get returned. No! Nutmeg! Baylor picks up the flag. There were several players, and he's going to get mid-air, though. Baylor, though, taken out by a disc in the head, or perhaps one that hit the ceiling. And Larno's going to return. Baylor there picked up the flag out of the field, literally denying a return by one of the New Zealand chasers, but did not pull off anything with it, unfortunately. Gets taken out a few seconds later anyway, regardless. And back inside watching, this is New Zealand's flag tower. They've got a couple sentry turrets. Oh, this is the top one up. Yes, they have both sentry... No, just the lower one. The top one just went offline. Lower sentry turret is online, though. Multiple naked cappers coming in for Team Mix. They cannot get to the flag stand, though, getting owned by the sentry turret. Sentry turrets lining them up. Finally, Golem gets the flag off down below, but goes down. Now watching Lil Miss Trouble. Once again, Lil Miss Trouble going down below in a medium with an E-Pack with the Team Mix flag. Lil Miss Trouble in good shape. 4/5 of her life remaining. Heads up into the air now, back toward the bottom of her team's base. Her flag's at home. She's got the energy. Jets up to the flag stand and will cap. Lil Miss Trouble for New Zealand. 5-3 now. New Zealand finally breaking their drought of caps, extending their lead. Prince here makes another grab in a medium with a repair pack, trying to get the flag across midfield outside. No owned by it. Just a multitude of Team Mix chasers there. Coming back here, going to check something real quick. And got some shoutouts. I'll get those out of here in a second. But no, back to the action here real quick. Larno pick up. Larno goes down. Cool Cola X taking him out real quick. Mortars everywhere, lighting up once again. Looks like Odo and Seldom, I believe it was, lighting up the long-range mortar spam of the external part of the inventory base over here for Team Mixed. And someone inside, who was it? That was Elder there with some defensive HD action, takes out Danger Mouse, who's trying to rape the inventories from the inside with a beautiful little shotgun there in the ass. Now, flag is dropped. Where is that flag dial? Pick up the Valor, grab the flag. Valor loses the flag and it falls down the tower. Picked up on the bomb, though, by Capybara. Capybara runs into a couple spider clamps, getting lit up down deep into the red. Capybara dodging around, trying to break through the spider clamp barrier. Gets taken out by a mortar instead from Azeroth, and the flag will be returned by Azeroth. Armageddon returns a Team Mixed flag. I got moved up the flags there for a second there. Bottom part, Raptor Room underneath the Team Mixed base, getting lit up by mortars right now. A multitude, looks like Inaki and a heavy offense player from New Zealand are down there having a mortar duel. Looks like Inaki ends up winning, though. The flag for Team Mixed on the flag stand. Sentry turned low and Sentry turned high, both offline. No heavy on platform. Little Miss Trouble comes and makes the grab, taken out before she can get out the bottom of the tower, though. A multitude of explosions light her up the second she touches the ground down there. Flag is returned by Armageddon. Larno now with a pickup. Larno in a heavy suit with an E-Pack, trying to get out the top of the tower. Takes a dip swing to the side. Not enough to knock him around. Larno gets out the top. No energy, though. Larno now partially body blocked by a multitude of incoming New Zealand heavy offense. Larno has the flag outside, not seeing any chasers on him. Larno now 1-2 chasers, possibly 3. He throws the flag, trying to pass it off to a teammate. No, they are not going to get the pass off. And let's see, Potato Fighter is going to get the return instead. Prince now with a grab. Prince in a medium with an E-Pack goes outside, managing to get it up top, but no! Trying to jet away from the flag base, turns his back at the last second, doesn't realize that he accidentally jets into one of the piers that supports the flag base and loses all his speed. Now turns around, going back toward his team side. Prince up into the air, coming down. Missile in the back nearly kills him, and a mortar second missile will take him out. McNeeny drops him with a mortar, and let's see, Ewan returns, and Capybara will return the Team Mixed flag. That was Ewan returning the New Zealand flag on the other side of the field. It got moved off, but now return. Score still 5-3 in favor of New Zealand. 3 minutes 52 seconds remaining. Team Mixed desperately needing this win to come back. They have the ping advantage on this map, but New Zealand showing that they came prepared with this massive amount of hellish spam ensuing here on Minotaur. Grabbed by Little Miss Trouble. Little Miss Trouble goes down, though, accidentally team killed by Larno's mortar. Watching some of the midfield action. Not as much spam right now. Only one spammer up for New Zealand. It is Olo back there. Seldom, I think, out of position. Taking out the light. Oh, now knocking those spammers down. Watching, who is it? Armageddon return. Prince had a grab, and Armageddon returns. And now we got a grab by Capybara. Capybara goes low. No, taken out. Heavy on flank. Seldom's going to take him out there. Going back inside, looks like someone having to play some hop action right now. Inventory base over here on the New Zealand side is looking pretty good. Someone now spamming some mortars. It is the Night Killer. The Night Killer for Team Mixed making an assault run, trying to sneak inside now of the inventory base. On the other side, though, Danger Mouse has succeeded in taking down the inventory stations on the Team Mixed side. He dumps 2 mortars in there, cleans out the HD, and is now running in and out, taking out everyone who's spawning nearby. Inventory base now getting spammed as well, is down in bad, bad shape for Team Mixed. They have no inventories and getting spammed to boot over here. Let's see, inside the Team Mixed flag stand right now. Team Mixed flag stand seeing some mortar actions from heavy offense. 1-2 heavy offense for Team New Zealand inside there, trying to get to the flag. No, they are dissed off the flag stand. Multiple naked light defense for Team Mixed there, coming in position to keep the cappers from getting up. Little Miss Trouble, though, comes in finally after all the hoe, grabs the flag, now going down below, getting bounced around, chasers all over her. Grabbed by Inaki on the other side, but Seldom's going to return. Little Miss Trouble now in through the lower side passageway, up back to her team side, into the lower part of her base. Her flag is at home. Little Miss Trouble up to the flag stand. No, her flag's going to get grabbed, and she's going to get taken out. Little Miss Trouble's flag grabbed by Capybara in a heavy suit. Capybara now running away with it. No, Capybara taken out from behind. Returned by Azeroth, but not Potato Fighter will return the Team Mixed flag. No cap for Team New Zealand. Potato Fighter comes right back to make a grab of the Team New Zealand flag. Opts to go out. No one is left alive in the New Zealand flag tower. Team comes out of the flag tower through the top, throws the flag off to Golem. Golem here trying to work his way across the midfield, disc jumping up to his team's flag tower, partially body blocked by I'm not sure if it was teammate or enemies, but he gets back to his team side, down to the flag stand. Golem for the cap. Golem will cap for Team Mixed. Team Mixed 4, New Zealand 5, with a minute and 22 seconds remaining. Minute 22, Larno and Valor simultaneous grabs. Larno goes down first. Little Miss Trouble drops him with a disc. Armageddon returns, but Valor does not have the energy to get up. Valor now jetting up, built up the energy, almost got Elf down, could not make it. Valor trying to get it inside. Valor almost taken out. Valor dies on top of the flag tower. The flag is right there. It'll be returned by Vindicate, and the 60-second countdown is underway. Team Mix losing the flag on top of their flag tower. Now desperately need to get one more. They have the time. Grab. No grabs, though. No grabs from either team. It is Olo making the grab for Team New Zealand. He grabs naked, goes in, trying to go out the top, getting disc, getting bad shape, in bad shape. Nick Meany grabs for Team Mix. Olo passes. Olo goes down, and the flag is now picked up with a whiz here, going down below for Team Mix. No, taken out before he can get anywhere. Vindicate with the grab. Vindicate midfield with the flag. It is being danced around. Vindicate goes down. 30-second countdown. Valor down below with the flag. Valor taken out down below by Azrieth. The flag dropped. Where is it? Returned by Azrieth. 18 seconds remaining. Nightkiller picks up the flag. Nightkiller trying to get it out the top. No! Nightkiller bounces off the walls and cannot get it out the top. 10 seconds remaining. Magic Man is going to grab, though, to prevent anyone from capping anyway. Magic Man goes down below, and there will be no more caps. It looks like game over in favor of New Zealand. 5-4. Top scorer was Danger Mouse, 659 with 67 kills. Up next was Saris, 602 with 67 kills. Then Olo with 63 kills. The spammers and the gen, or the inventory rapers, no gens on this map, leading the kill scores. Highest for Team Mix was Armageddon with 317-27. Most kills, let's see, Gollum was up next for Team Denmark, 312-19. Game is over. The final map, Minotaur, goes to New Zealand, 5-4. Wrap up the scores, 8-0 Boss for New Zealand, 6-2 Damnation for New Zealand, and 5-4 Minotaur for New Zealand. Heading out now, and let's see what's up, see if anyone wants to take over, if there's any more Tribes 2 World Championship action tonight. If not, a few more songs for it, and then we will wrap this up. Some Beastie Boys, and yeah, I think it's time for some Sabotage. He wants a shout out to Kit Tay and I gave that one to Morpheus. And Santa Claus wants a shout out to Timmy and the other Sons of Odin guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Day after day.
Gonna take over, guys. Hopefully someone, I don't know, maybe, because I have got to get some food. I can't hang around much longer. I'm starving here. Been on since, I don't know, 2 hours. Not too bad. A lot better than the whole U.S. West versus Italy debacle. But at any rate, starting to get hungry, need food. Going to play, I want to play this one. This is a special song going out to fellow shoutcaster Wonder Dog and his, I don't know, partner Beatstick.
Right about now. The funk soul brother.
Wonder Dog.
Wow.
The funk soul Beatstick.
Wow.
The funk soul Wonder Dog.
Wow.
The funk soul Beatstick.
Wow.
The funk soul Wonder Dog.
Wow.
The funk soul Beatstick.
Wow.
The funk soul Wonder Dog.
Wow. 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 Wow.
A shout out to the Team Mix players from New Zealand's Althor for going at it, even having to play Mindown.
Welcome to TSN.
Wow.
Wonder Dog.
Wow.
Beatstick.
Wow.
Wonder Dog.
Wow.
Beatstick.
The rocket turret has not missed a shot yet tonight.
Oh!
The rocket turret has not missed a shot yet tonight.
Oh!
The rocket turret has not missed a shot yet tonight.
Oh!
The rocket turret has not missed a shot yet tonight.
Oh! Wow.
Wonder Dog.
Wow.
Beatstick.
Wow.
Wonder Dog.
Wow.
Beatstick. Wonder Dog. Wonder Dog. Wonder Dog. Wonder Dog. Wonder Dog. Wonder Dog.
The rocket turret has not missed a shot yet tonight.
And he went the wrong way!
Wow.
Wonder Dog.
Wow.
Beatstick.
Wow.
Wonder Dog.
Wow.
Beatstick.
Wow.
Wonder Dog.
Wow. Beatstick. Wow.
What the heck was that? Do people actually listen to this horrible stuff?
Yes.
Right about now.
Wow.
Wonder Dog.
Wow.
Beatstick.
Wow.
Wonder Dog.
Wow.
Beat things.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Wonder Dog.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Beat stick.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Wonder Dog.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Beat stick.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Wonder Dog. 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 So we have an admin here, and hope we'll be able to change him. And no, yes, Beat Stick had the admin. Wow, playing a little double duty there.
There you go.
Well, boy, we really like to help out a tribe.
Yeah, at least I'm putting him on a team instead of taking him off one.
So, ouch. Yeah. Ouch. Sorry, Megaboris. We know you're traveling, but we owed you on that one.
Wow.
Wonder Dog.
Wow.
Beat Stick.
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 The rocket turret has not missed a shot yet tonight.
And just absolutely air-conditioned him, dropping the flag down in the corner with the chain.
Last song for you guys, and then I'm turning it over to Messiah and getting me some food. I'm not sure about if there's any more Tribes 2 World Championship action coming up tonight, but there are multiple matches tomorrow on Saturday. Nordramore signing off. Hopefully Messiah's going to get on the horn here in a bit. See you later. Get these MP3s uploaded. It'll be in two. Since Winamp shut down on me, I'll put it up. It'll be two MP3s. Have it on www.tsncentralasap. See you later, guys.